as you just mentioned, and we do have a rather interesting Ask RP. Not sure if you've seen this, but Stan and Ingrid have written us on AskRP at SavingThousands.com. They have a son in college. They have a younger son who next year will be joining him at college, and they're considering buying a condo or a small house rather than live in dormitories where there's just really no privacy and there's always distractions and a lot of problems. It's really not conducive to a studying lifestyle, right? A house can be a little bit more conducive to that. At least it's also a place where you can eat when you want to eat, do what you want to do, stay up as late as you want, or go to bed as early as you want. So what do you think about an idea of buying a place for your kids in a college town?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And the nickname for that in the industry, we call that a kiddie condo. And I don't know where that came from.
Kiddie condo.
Somewhere between junk fees and Tilla and RESPA and all the jargon we throw around in the mortgage business, they call that a kiddie condo. And so there's two ways to do this. And one is the parents just buy the home on their own, right? And then they just rent it to the kid. The other is you actually have the kid buy it and the parents co-sign with them. And now the kid starts to build credit and they're on the mortgage and the down payment is less.
Hadn't even thought
because
of that.
It's they're going to live in it. And so now you can treat it as an owner-occupied property, right? Now the caveat is your kid has to have a credit score. They don't have to have any income, right? We can do it with no income, but they got to have a credit score. And so again, this is why credit is oh so important.
Wow.
But I mean, think about that. You're the kid who right in college, you know, you're a homeowner. I mean, you want to talk about building, you know, responsibility and everything else. You know, parents co-sign with you and you're a homeowner right out of the gate. And, you know, I think it's a cool idea. I think it's definitely something that people should consider. If I had college age kids one day when I have, and if I have college age kids, I'll probably do that. I think it's a cool idea. And because if you think about it, rentals in college towns are probably the best place to have them. You know, because there's always a lot of people looking to rent.
Sure.
You know, and you can rent two or three rooms to two or three different kids and really get a good return. I know a lot of people who have bought homes for their kids like that. And then when the kid graduates, they keep it. And because here's what always happens, Rob. So like when your kid is a senior, right, you have them bring a freshman in as one of the tenants. And so then they become like friends. And so then when your kid moves out, That freshman now has four more years of being there, and they're kind of like the eyes and ears, and then they recruit. And so there's like this passing of the baton. And so if you stage it correctly, you're only losing like one student every, you know, a year. If you got four bedrooms, you rent them out, keep them all in different classes.
They're making the payments.
You're turning one a year. And so then the other three kind of lay their law of the land down for the new one. Where if you've got like four kids, you know, four college kids all come in at once, brand new, you know, they may trash the place. They don't have the same kind of respect for it. But when three of them have been there, one of them's been there 3 years, one's been there 2 years, one's been there 1 year, and then the new one comes in, they're going to show the new one the ropes, right? The new tenant. And so I think that's kind of a cool idea. And then the fact that your child is one of the early people in there, you know, they're going to make sure nobody's trashing the house, especially if they're on the note with you. So I think that's a cool idea. Again, we call it kiddie condo. We'd be happy to talk to you about what that looks like. You know, if your child doesn't have the credit score, if they can't qualify to be on the mortgage, we can still make it work as an investment property for you. But there's a lot of benefits when you put them on that note. The down payment's lower. It's a much easier transaction to do if the child can qualify with you, which is no income required. They just have to have credit.
Yeah.